In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we celebrate the feast of the entry of the Lord into Jerusalem and the people who received him as a king and cried, saying, Hosanna, meaning save us, O King of David. And the scenery looks very joyful, where the children and many of the people in Jerusalem receive the Lord with cheer, and they hold in their hands the palm leaves, and some of them, they spread their clothes in the road. But we have also to examine ourselves among those multitude and define what is exactly would be counted as a faithful following of the Lord. It is very easy that we can come and receive him whenever it's time of cheering. Faith is beyond just cheering for the Lord in a joyful day. And there are many real tests where we can really examine ourselves and we see, are we truly faithful to him or not? The real faith, it is in the bearing of the shame of the cross and not just cheering with the crowd at the Lord's coming. The whole city moved on this Sunday cheering for him, and on Good Friday, no one stood beside him. Everyone forsake him and left his own way, and the same crowd by then were crying, crucify him. When they saw him humiliated and seized by the chief priests and Pilate, they looked at him. He doesn't sound like or look like a king where we can find us following him. This is a true test of faith, when we can follow the Lord at the time when he is bearing the shame. We all can come on Sunday like this, and we are holding the palm leaves and cheering for the Lord, crying with the crowd, Hosanna to the Son of David. But are we able to stand with him outside of the church whenever our faith is tested and we ask and we stand for what we believe? Whenever it is the time where things are really, if I would confess my faith and tell others what I believe, they will mock me. Am I ready by then to bear the shame, or I will disappear and hide, because at this time I don't feel comfortable to stand before the Lord who came to bear my sins. It is on Good Friday where the tests of all of those people were examined. Unfortunately, none was there with him. The real test of faith is not in an enthusiastic start. It is actually in continuing the journey to the end. The relationship between us and God is like marriage. Palm Sunday was like a wedding ceremony. People were cheerful. We all attended weddings before, and we know that every couple can make a very joyful event in the night of their wedding. But what will happen later on is what really tells if are those people truly faithful to one another, they understand what is marriage is or not. How much they will be able to endure and continue to the end. Everyone can start a marriage. It's very simple and very easy. Even with all of the expenses, it's not a big deal. The credit card would pay everything. But how many will be able to continue and conclude the journey in peace and come together where everyone will help the other to stand before the Lord and be justified and accepted? It is in continuing the journey, not in the start. No matter how the start looks good, how much enthusiasm was given at the beginning. Real faith is tested when we will be able to purge what is not pleasing to God from the heart, not in just hosting Him. Let us compare two people who were very happy to host the Lord at their houses, the Pharisee and Zacchaeus. The Pharisee hosted him, and this was a joyful event for him, but immediately when the sinful woman entered, he started to judge the Lord and saying, if this man is a prophet, he would know that this woman is a sinful one, she should not be touching him. Zacchaeus, when he hosted him, he understood what does it mean. It means that I have to purge out what might be not acceptable by him, the money that I acquired by false accusation. Every one of us can invite the Lord to his house. Believe me, every time we stand and we pray and we ask him to come, he will surely come. But how many of us are able to keep him in the house? To keep him feeling that this is my house, I find my rest in here. This is not something easy because we have to clean and clear out many things that we know that the Lord wouldn't be happy if he comes to stay and find all of these things. Many words, many kinds of interactions, many things that we know that if the Lord would come, he wouldn't stay if these things are going to be here. Again, there is something easy for us to do, and there is the real test of faith. To host him, something easy. To keep him in, this is a real test of faith. Real faith is also shown in blocking the eye that causes us to stumble, not just in entertaining the teachings of the scripture. We all can do this, either me as a priest to the congregation, Sunday school teacher, or a father and mother, can all teach about how we should abstain from things that's not right, how we should be refraining, this is teaching the people whom we are entrusted with, how we should not keep company with whatever evil. Easy to say. We all can bring to the attention of those people whom we preach to many verses from the Bible about how things should be done. But the real test is not to say. It is when we are requested that we block out an eye that causes us to stumble. When we are requested, knowing that there is a kind of relationship that I have to abandon in order for me to be able to navigate safely in my relationship with God. When I have to give up a bad habit or something that I know is taking me away, by then I am truly faithful. Speaking and teaching is the easiest thing to be done. True faith is tested also in the lived virtue, not in the outwardly practiced rituals. Again, for the Pharisees and the scribes, the religion was that I would keep the rituals. I will go to the house of God and complete and fulfill what I know is the law of Moses. But how I'm going to live outside the temple is something totally away from the teaching of the scripture. Again, this is another temptation that we find ourselves easily taken into. That I come and I pray, but I cannot forgive. I confess my sins, but I'm not willing truly to give up on them. I take communion and I host God in myself, but I'm still keeping with him what I know is not pleasing to him. Then rituals at the end deceives me and make my conscience to be like deceived in order for me not to change. The real test of the religion that we embrace is in our homes, with our neighbors, in our workplace, where we encounter with other people. This is the real test of what we believe in. If we go out to the world, will the world be able to say that those people are Christians, or it will be very hard because we look like others, we behave like others, we sin like others? We have nothing actually to tell others that we have a different faith. God will not be happy with a ritual that's not supported by virtue. God is not going to be pleased with the prayer that I offer in his house, and meanwhile outside I can say and do everything that's against his goodwill. This is faith, that I live what I practice. Real faith is also manifest in thanking him while waiting, and not only when our requests are granted. This is very simple. We all can thank God when he gives us what we request immediately. God, I want you to be with me today in the test. I go to the exam and I do well. When I go out, I'm very happy. I love God. I trust him. I vow my life will be for him because he helped me today. But this is not exactly the true faithfulness. True faith is when my request is not granted. I keep asking diligently. I ask many people to intercede on my behalf. I call upon all of the heavenly hosts, and I am not given what I am asking. I am still faithful, I'm thankful, I trust his will. This is faith. This is the true faith that God is requesting from us. As we hear in the prophecy of Micah, speaking, saying, therefore I will look to the Lord, I will wait for the God of my salvation, my God will hear me. He will hear and he will listen. If he grants, this is because of his goodness. If he is going not to answer me with my request, it is also because of his goodness. This is faith, that I can trust when he gives, and also I can love and trust him when he is going to deny me what I'm asking. So again, this is the question of today, and for all of us to examine our hearts. We all came today to receive the Lord as a king, a very joyful thing that we receive him as a humble king. But the question for us, how far I'm willing to take this, how further I'm going to really submit to him. Let us review these real tests and examine ourselves and see if we are truly faithful. If not, we need to ask him and to work with him in order to be where he wants us to be. Faith is in bearing the shame of the cross, not just sharing with the crowd at the Lord's coming. It is in continuing the journey and not in just an enthusiastic start. It is in purging what is not pleasing to him from the heart and not in just hosting him. It is in blocking the eye that causes us to stumble, and not just in entertaining the teachings of the scripture. It is in the lived virtue and not in the outwardly practiced rituals. It is in thanking him while waiting, and not only when our requests are granted. To him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.